Welcome to Reflecting God. Paul's instructions regarding the Lord's table do not have their origin with him. They are from the Lord and from the apostles as Paul was introduced to Christianity. Paul is passing on the tradition of the teachings and practice of Christ that he expects the churches to practice and follow. Biblical and social covenants were always confirmed with blood. As Christ made available a new covenant, it also was ratified through his blood. His sacrifice represents a commitment of God to provide eternal life to humanity. The meal in which believers then and now partake is intended to be a visible sign of unity and our commitment to Christ. Anything less than unity as we come to the Lord's table brings contempt and dishonor to God and his body. The church cannot be unified and committed to God when we reject or look down on other members of the body. In so doing, the unity intended at the Lord's table is distorted. Let us pass on the tradition of the Lord's Supper not only as ritual, but as the church's symbol of unity with Christ and with each other. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.